This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. See Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, don't forget. Aaron Jones, Packers star running back, will join the Wendy's Big Show tomorrow at 3:30. Aaron Jones on the Wendy's Big Show tomorrow at 3:30. Looking forward to having him on The Fan tomorrow. Also, don't forget tomorrow, it's the Bill Michaels Huddle featuring Andy Herman and Ross Uglum from PackerReport.com from 6 to 8 tomorrow night. And, of course, that's presented by Bud Light Seltzer.
Do you want to know what's going on at 1265 Lombardi Avenue? What's next for the Pack? Let's check in with our green and gold insider, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press-Gazette. Brought to you by Thomas Morola Law Offices. Divorce, child custody, and other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola. Online at MorolaLaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
All right, Ryan Wood joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Good afternoon, Ryan.
What's going on?
Injury report out earlier this afternoon. Does anything stand out to you of note?
Not really. It was basically what it was Monday. It was just, 2 days later. The biggest thing, I guess, is that Devontae Adams and Kenny Clark are both full participants. So, I think both of those guys thought that they were ready to go against the Falcons 2 weeks ago. If they're full participants and they don't play this week,
oh, they're going to be mad.
They might have a cataclysm.
Yeah, they might. I agree with you. And then on the other side, no Mike Evans in practice, right?
That's right. No Mike Evans. Gronk is limited. Levante David is limited. The Bucs, just like the Falcons were 2 weeks ago, the Bucs are banged up themselves, and they've got their own injuries going on. So the Packers are getting healthier here. You know, that's maybe quietly, that's a really key to this start, is that not only are they 4-0, they look really good, right, but they've done it without Kenny Clark. They've done it without Devontae Adams, and those guys are getting healthy now. They've avoided the major injury. So not only they've had this really great hot start, but they're a healthy team, and they've been able to win games without their full pieces. That's huge. That is, especially for a team with Super Bowl aspirations like this, legitimate Super Bowl aspirations, that could pay huge dividends late in the season.
So what about King? How is he ready to go, or –
Well, that's the big question. You know, he had the quadricep that he left the game in the second half against the Falcons and hasn't been back on the field. He did stretch with the team when they were inside the Don Hudson Center today before getting back out to Ray Nitschke Field, but that's not uncommon. He's a guy with that quadricep. If there's any trends this season early on with how the Packers are handling soft tissue muscle injuries, it would be a surprise if Kevin King played this week, right? I mean, they're being abundantly cautious. So maybe Kevin King is the exception. I wouldn't count on it.
Was that, if I'm wrong, I apologize. Did you ask LaFleur a question about Rodgers, about his mind frame. Was that your question? Or no, if it wasn't, I apologize.
That was me.
Yes. That was a great question. Because the reason why it was a great question, because I think we want to see if his answer was consistent about a while ago, and it was. And I think he wanted the reason, and also the reason why it was a good question, because I think people want to know, why is this offense go from the middle of the pack to number one in scoring? And I think his answer really sets up to say how it's been happening with the team.
There's no question that this is a quarterback and head coach that had some pretty involved conversations this offseason and really got on the same page. I mean, that's what you see. When you've got a quarterback like this is, I mean, he's playing at MVP level. He's a Hall of Famer playing at MVP level. That's what Aaron Rodgers is through four games this season, right? Mm-hmm. And you put him in a scheme like this, which is getting guys college wide open, in the quarterback's words, 7-8 yards of separation. And a lot of times on a lot of plays, he's dropping back. There's multiple guys. There's more, not just one. There's multiple guys who are college wide open. When you marry those two together, you get it on the same page. This is what it looks like. And it wasn't like that last year. It was too fresh. I mean, they hadn't had the time invested to have the familiarity, the comfort level that they have in year two. It's just a big difference. And you're seeing that on the field. It's going to be really fascinating to see what it looks like against a really good Bucs defense this week. It's only been four games. It's early. I do still wonder if in the long run, especially when they go up against really good defenses, if the talent discrepancy at receiver is going to matter, because this is a receiving core, especially that is Davante Adams and everyone else. But when you have the quarterback playing the way he is, and you have the scheme that is doing what it's doing with regardless of the talent level, it looks pretty good. And yeah, I asked the question today because, shoot, we've heard from everyone else, not just Aaron Rodgers, but everyone else, about the quarterback being happier this season. I was curious to see what the head coach thought and his perspective. And he's seen the same thing, but he went back to those off-season conversations and really kind of dialing in and getting on the same page. I think that's been a big part of this.
Yeah, I really wondered about that. There's a few guys I also wonder about. I wonder about Savage. You know, he has to play better. I wonder about Preston Smith. He has to play better. It's a lot of guys you see that have to play better, but they're still 4-0. I wonder, do they understand that a lot of this stuff is catching people by surprise nationally, because everybody's picking them at this point, other than Gary, to maybe represent the Super Bowl. I know they hear all the chatter because, again, they couldn't go anywhere for the bye week. They had to stay in town, and these guys had to learn, because they would be off for their fourth preseason game, and now you're a veteran. Now that's what they're going to expect you to play better, people like Chris Barnes and people like young guys.
Yeah, I guess that's the one benefit of being stuck in Green Bay over the bye week. That, you know, you look at the infection rates and the COVID-19 data up here, it's awful. Mm-hmm. But there's no distractions to go out and immerse yourself in that, at least, right? So
immerse.
You know, what are you left with? You're left with being in a place with no distractions, with terrible COVID-19 data, and really just hunkering down and focusing on getting your body right. And really just kind of, I can't put myself in that shoes, but it'd be easy to just see yourself going right through the bye week and focusing on what's next at hand. There's just no distractions here.
Yeah.
So, you know, certainly you add the fact that it's early in the season and you know, there's a long way to go. So I imagine that there was a lot of R&R and just focus on what's ahead.
Talking with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette here on the Wendy's Big Show on 1250 AM The Fan. We were having a conversation earlier in the show about this Packers offense, and we had multiple questions going on today. Are you buying all the Packers Super Bowl hype just four games in? And then the other one we were talking about was, are you watching the NFL with the thought of, you know, who can beat the Packers? If they get each other in the playoffs or in the Super Bowl, who can really take this Packers team out at this point. And, you know me, I'm buying in. Like, I'm all in on this Packers team going to the Super Bowl from the NFC side. There's some AFC teams that are interesting, I think, to match up for the Packers at this point. But we were going back and forth about the offense and whether or not you believe that this offense, you know, can continue to play at this level for the remainder of the season, or do you think they'll be figured out and will regress?
If they stay healthy, yeah. I mean, they dropped 37 and 30 points without Davante Adams. If they stay healthy, they have all their pieces. This, and the quarterback just keeps playing this way, they're going to score a lot of points. They're going to get a lot of yards. And the difference, and I've written about this, the difference overall, it's just on schedule. I mean, it's the difference between last year and this year. Last year was like watching a car run, an engine run with no oil. This year, it's got oil. They're on schedule. Everything is where it's supposed to be. It's smooth. It's fluid. It's night and day. I think this offense is on the short list as one of the best in the NFL. I think this team's on the short list as one of the best in the NFL. Don't sleep on the Seahawks. And I know that the Seahawks went down the wire against the Vikings team that the Packers beat handily week one in Minnesota, and they were at home, the Seahawks. But don't sleep on the Seahawks. Russell Wilson's really, really good. Pete Carroll, good defensive coach.
Last in the league in defense. They're giving up like 470 yards right now.
Yep. One game, he could scheme you. And I'm just saying, that's a young defense that could get better. And Russell Wilson is quite possibly the best player in football right now. Him, Aaron Rodgers, Pat Mahomes. I mean, that's kind of like that's the three right now, right? You could say Lamar Jackson in there too. I don't know. I just don't sleep on the Seahawks. The Chiefs are a team not to be reckoned with, but the Packers are right there. I mean, they're in the catbird seat where, I mean, everything that they're playing for is out in front of them, and they're one of the best teams in the league. They've established that.
Do we need to, and I agree with you on all those points you just made, do we need to put an APB all-points bulletin out on Preston Smith? I mean, he's really gotten off to a slow start. Have they talked about that at all up there?
He's gotten off to a slow start, but so much of it, but when you watch him play, he's basically taken over the Kyler Fackrell role, where he's dropping so much more than he did last year. And someone had to do that. I mean, when Kyler Fackrell left, it was easy to think it wasn't going to be that big of a difference for this defense, right? Because he had the double-digit sack two seasons ago, and I can't even tell you what he did last year. I mean, it was a big decline in pass rush production. But what he did for this defense was not something that showed up in the box score. He was a very athletic outside linebacker who was used to drop into coverage and to take those snaps so that the Smiths didn't have to. And the Smiths were, Preston Smith especially, was able to just pin his ears back and go get the quarterback. And it's been a lot different through four games this year. And I asked Preston Smith a couple weeks ago about this, and he said the reality is he's the Will Rusher in this system. He's going to
be competent. So who took Preston Smith's role then?
Well, it's kind of a roles change year to year, right? So it's kind of a collaboration between what he's doing.
Oh, Gavin. I mean, you know, just a body.
He's dropping a lot more. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. Right. So yeah, I would suspect. Yeah, if you say Fackrell used to drop, and then that, and then so there's got to be someone that's coming in. Is it Gary then that's taking his role?
Well, they a little bit more, sure. But they went from four deep at outside linebacker to three.
Okay.
Right. And that's what they did. I mean, they no one replaced Kyler Fackrell, so that role gets eaten up. And it's been mostly Preston Smith that's done it. Rashawn Gary's opportunities have increased through four games, but the bottom line is this outside linebacker position went from four deep to three deep.
Right.
You still have stuff to do. You still have to do these things. So I'm not trying to make excuses for Preston Smith, but the reality is he's dropping more in coverage than he was a year ago.
Last year. Okay.
All right. Very good. Ryan Wood,
thank you. Very good, Ryan.
Thank you so much for coming on. Good stuff, as always, from Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. We'll talk to you again on Friday.
Wait a minute.
Take care, guys.
Wait a minute. Steve. Did Nick Saban test positive?
Oh, yeah. We can let you go, Ryan. Bye-bye. Yeah. Nick Saban, while you were talking, with Ryan Wood. Yeah, Nick Saban and I believe
tough
the
guy.
AD, the athletic director, I believe, is what Plucker said, both tested positive for COVID. This comes on the heels of, I think, today. This comes on the heels of Florida shutting down their football program, who has like 19 people who have tested positive.
21 now, Steve.
21 now, 21. Two more today.
What?
Yeah, so, yeah.
COVID because the coach said he wanted a full stadium. The Florida coach, well, we need a full stadium.
He didn't say that.
Well, Gary, but understand.
We want a full stadium.
But hold on. Understand the precedent that was set. The
Dolphins
were granted permission for a full 65,000-seat stadium for their games for the rest of the year by the governor of Florida.
That's called the governor.
Agreed. So why then wouldn't the University of Florida ask for the same thing?
Dumb
wouldn't you
dumb,
do it? You're trying to make money just like the Dolphins are, and if they're going to allow a full stadium,
man.
Florida's going to ask for the same thing because they allowed the Dolphins to do it.
Oh,
I mean, again, Tampa Bay could do the same thing, I guess, at this
point. Does Alabama play this week?
Yeah, they're supposed to play Georgia on The Fan right here, 12:50 a.m. The Fan, Alabama and Georgia, 5:30 pregame here on The Fan Saturday.
Is Nick going to be on the sideline or what they talking about?
There's no way
he's going to be just like Florida State coach when he had COVID. He got to sit out 2 weeks.
There's no way Nick can be on the sidelines. No chance.
What you mean no way? Nick Saban.
I don't care who it is. He's not coaching. It's not happening. Now, whether or not they delay the game, we'll see. But there's no way that they're going to allow him to be on the sidelines and coach.
There's no way they play that game without Nick Saban.
I don't know. We'll find out. Hey, Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North invites you to their fantastic Mercedes-Benz dealership, conveniently located off I-43 north of Silver Spring Drive, just blocks away from Bayshore Town Center in Glendale. Only 15 minutes away from anywhere in Milwaukee. Their knowledgeable team members are ready to provide you with the best that Mercedes-Benz has to offer. Sales, service, finance, parts, accessories, you name it, they got it at Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. If you're looking for only the best offers on new and used Mercedes-Benz, luxury cars, and SUVs, and who isn't, then stop by today to test drive one of their latest models at Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Plus, now they have Sprinter and Metris vans. So if you own your own commercial business and your employees are driving vehicles for you, hauling stuff all over, upgrade. Go first class with the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter and Metris vans. Check them out at MercedesOfMilwaukeeNorth.com and then stop by the dealership. When you get there, tell them Sparky and the Big Show sent you.
They'll
take great care of you and help you find the Mercedes-Benz that's a great fit for you. It's the only greater Milwaukee Metro best of the best Mercedes-Benz dealer in the city. Great Lakes Dragway, Pickleland coming up next. Are you buying all the Packers Super Bowl hype just four games in?
Got that job.
That's the right lane. The left lane, how sick are you of Giannis's free agency rumors already? Yesterday, the Mavericks. Today, it's the Heat. And the return lane, are you watching the NFL with the thought, who can actually beat this Packers team? Those are the three lanes. Let's hear from you. 414-799-1250.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.